Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It is October 3rd. It's a Wednesday night. The big countdown is beginning for the big conference in Southern California. Next weekend, October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. Time is running out to make your reservations. The folks organizing the conference need to know if you're coming. Check out the website at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com or go to crescentandcross.com. Find a link there to get further information about this important conference. It's shaping up to be quite a big event, folks, and I'm looking forward to being there. Well, a number of things I want to run through here with you tonight, and we will get to the phones later. But I must start off with this before we go anywhere. I received an email. Boy, it's been almost 2 weeks ago, and I've been delinquent in not passing this on information on. But I received a email from one of our listeners who apparently is Jewish, and he was commenting on a caller who called in to say that September 16th was the feast of Gedaliah, supposedly a holiday on which we, that is the Jews, celebrate the assassination of a collaborationist Jew by another Jew. Our emailer says, actually, the day is called the Fast of Gedaliah and is a day of mourning, not because Gedaliah, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, not because Gedaliah was assassinated, but because it was the political murder of a Jew by another Jew. The fast has maintained greater adherence in recent years due to the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin by Yigal Amir, a reactionary Jew, in 1995. Please make this correction for your listeners. And that is from an emailer by the name of Henry. So I am passing that information on, as I told Henry in an email that I would. Well, if you haven't heard the news, it turns out, it shouldn't surprise anybody, that on the internet, places such as Facebook and MySpace friends, Ron Paul overwhelmingly leads all of the other Republicans. He's first against Mitt Romney on Facebook. Paul has got about 28,000 fans out there. Romney's got about 19. Fred Thompson's got 16. And you get cleared down to Rudy Giuliani in fifth place with only 5,000 supporters. On MySpace, Paul has got 66,000. These are rounded figures, folks. Whereas Honest John McCain of USS Liberty cover-up fame, he is at 39,000. So, you know, I don't know how they can count Ron Paul out as not being a leading candidate, because he certainly has a base of support among activists and people, at least I should say among people who have some intelligence, who have some interest in politics other than beyond the basics. And speaking of that, there's some really sad information about the Republican Party and the people whose voices are being heard in the national polls. They recently took a poll among Republicans, folks, the Zogby poll, and they described different candidates. They described candidate A as a decorated Iraq War veteran, a lifelong Republican, a cancer survivor, a successful entrepreneur, and a strong family man who favors making the existing tax cuts permanent to provide economic stability. Well, guess what? 18% of the people polled supported this individual, except guess what? He's not in the race for the presidency. More about that when we come back. God, what's wrong with these Republicans, folks?
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. Check out American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And by the way, I should say welcome aboard to a new staff member at American Free Press. He's just new to American Free Press on the national staff, but he's pretty well known to a lot of you, independent journalist Pat Shannon. He's been out there in the field for a long, long time. He has written for American Free Press in the past, but he's helping fill a hole on the staff now that American Free Press editor Chris Petherick has moved on. So welcome aboard, Pat Shannon. Going to have him on the show sometime soon. Well, talking about our intelligent Republican friends, and I don't mean to just make fun of the Republicans. I make fun of the Democrats, too, folks. But I know there's a lot of people out there, let's face it, who have that idea that any Republican is better than any Democrat, and anybody the Republicans nominate, they'll vote for, saying, well, we've got to keep the Democrats out of the White House. Well, here's a poll that raises questions just about it raises questions about how intelligent the Republicans really are, and I know the Republicans like to fancy that they're smarter than the Democrats on the whole. And you know, it's funny, the Democrats think the same thing about themselves vis-a-vis the Republicans. But in any case, John Zogby, I said James Zogby earlier, it's John Zogby, he's a pretty well-respected pollster. He's not one of the real elite types, but you know, his polls are often quite accurate. he recently did a poll where they did a telephone survey. They didn't mention names, but what they did, they called Republicans up and said, okay, choose between the following candidates. They described a former mayor of a large northeastern city and a hero of 911, a maverick U.S. senator and decorated war hero, an actor and a former U.S. senator, et cetera, et cetera. We all know who we're talking about there. Giuliani, McCain, Fred Thompson. And then what Mr. Zogby did was describe that person as another candidate. He said he was a decorated Iraq war veteran, a lifelong Republican, a cancer survivor, a successful entrepreneur, and a strong family man, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's the real-life biography of Dr. Ward Cassells. He's a friend of Zogby. He happens to be the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. And Dr. Cassells is not running for president, has no intentions for president, doesn't even want to run for public office. But in this blind poll, Zogby put in a description of such a candidate based on the real-life Dr. Cassells. And well, guess what? Fred Thompson got 19%, Giuliani got 19%, and Dr. Cassells got 18%, followed by 13% for Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas. Now, the very fact that this many Republicans announced their support in this poll for someone based upon their biography just goes to show you that there's a significant slice of Republicans who really just don't know what they're talking about. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, this is the kind of thing that scares me, folks, but maybe it shouldn't surprise me. But Rudy Giuliani does seem to be the leader, this horrible garbage man from New York, and I don't mean to downgrade New York garbage men, because I can tell you this much, there's probably 100 men who work the garbage trucks in New York City who are more qualified to be president, more honorable people, more honest people, more patriotic people than Rudy Giuliani. So if there are any of you New York garbage men out there listening, I do not mean to offend you by calling Rudy Giuliani a garbage man, because you guys clean up the garbage. He's the guy who's spewing the garbage. And what a garbage man he is. Well, Tom Tancredo won a lot of support among a lot of Republicans. He's a congressman from Colorado, by taking on illegal immigration. And, you know, that's to his credit. But, you know, any faith I had in Mr. Tancredo ended a couple months ago when he made this outrageous suggestion that we might want to send nuclear bombs into Mecca and Medina, the Islamic holy sites, the Muslim holy sites. I guess that's his way of playing tough-talking presidential candidate. He ought to get out of the race, folks. But you know what's really sad? You know who is running Tom Tancredo's campaign? Babe Buchanan, the sister of, yes, Pat Buchanan. She's in charge of his fundraising, and from what I understand, she's running around the country giving speeches on Tancredo's behalf. Well, you know, the Buchanans should know better. They're doing nothing more than cutting into Ron Paul's candidacy. And as I say, they should know better, because when Pat Buchanan was a serious candidate for the Republican nomination, the bad guys were throwing up candidates to try to undermine him. William Kristol had two of his pals in the race. Gary Bauer, who's one of these Christian right characters, who actually, it turns out, shares ownership in a condominium with William Kristol, the big shot Trotskyite neoconservative. And then, of course, Alan Keyes. He's the token black man in the neoconservative movement. He's the former college roommate of William Kristol. Kristol, of course, being a member of the Bilderberg Group and also one of the key figures in the Jewish lobby in Washington, certainly a leading propagandist through the Weekly Standard magazine. His ugly mug appears on television all the time. Well, now Tom Tancredo is running a race that can only undermine Ron Paul. So We need to tell Tom Tancredo to get out of the race and let his good supporters go to the one Republican in the race who deserves widespread support, the one Republican that is showing he's independent of the war criminals and collaborators who are running for president, led by garbage-spewing former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Now listen to this, folks. Listen to this rhetoric. This is what a presidential candidate recently said. The American people weren't just failed by a president, they were failed by much of Washington, by a media that too often reported spin instead of facts, by a foreign policy elite that largely boarded the bandwagon for war, and most of all, by the majority of a Congress, a co-equal branch of government, that voted to give the president the open-ended authority to wage war that he uses to this day. Let's be clear, without that vote, there would be no war. Some seek to rewrite history. They argue that they weren't really voting for war, they were voting for inspectors or for diplomacy. But the Congress, the administration, the media, and the American people all understood what we were debating in the fall of 2002. This was a vote about whether or not to go to war. That's the truth as we all understood it then and as we need to understand it now. And we need to ask those who voted for the war, how can you give the president a blank check and then act surprised when he cashes it? Folks, that wasn't Ron Paul. That was Barack Obama. Barack Obama, who has gotten wishy-washy on the war of recent date, but now he's trying to get his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination back on track as we approach the primary season. And now he's sounding tough on the war. But you know, folks, we can't really believe Barack Obama. That's wonderful rhetoric. I wish I had said it myself. He even talked about the foreign policy elite. And if you read into that just a little bit, you might get yourself in trouble and be accused of being a conspiracy theorist or an anti-Semite. But Barack Obama has pledged his fealty to Israel time and time again. A couple times he's made some remarks that has got him in trouble. But there's a lot of big Jewish money pouring into his campaign. And he apparently believes that if he uses this tough-talking anti-war rhetoric and takes on the pro-war votes of Hillary Clinton and Christopher Dodd and of course, John Edwards of South Carolina, who now apologizes for having voted the war, Obama evidently thinks that he can get the grassroots Democratic vote behind him. But it looks to me like we've just got another politician there. But it's interesting to hear this kind of rhetoric at election time. Well, an Iranian university has invited President Bush to speak. But President Bush, who brags about his opportunities to bring the Democratic message, the small d Democratic message, the message of peace, to all people around the world, he hasn't taken up the offer of that Iranian university. Instead, one of his spokesmen said, President Bush looks forward to traveling to a democratic Iran, an Iran where its leaders allow freedom of speech and assembly for all its people, and an Iran where the leaders mourn the victims of the Holocaust, not call for the destruction of Israel. Now, folks, look at it logically. Here would be an opportunity for George W. Bush, this great tribune of freedom and liberty, as he would have us believe he is, to go to Iran and to speak. It would be an opportunity for him to challenge President Ahmadinejad to a debate, for God's sake. But, you know, the fact that President Bush refuses to go there just goes to show what a hypocrite this horrible, horrible, ugly little man really is. And in case you missed it, folks, I hate to tell you, they're setting us up for a war against Pakistan. Yep, I didn't say Iran, I said Pakistan. We're going to a break, folks. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about that. More comments, and then eventually we'll get around to some phone calls if you choose to call in. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Stay tuned if you dare. La, 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 la.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. You know, wouldn't it be great if we could find a real live New York City garbage man and get him to run in a Republican presidential primary as a critic of Rudy Giuliani? I think that would be tremendous. My only concern would be that he might actually start taking votes away from Ron Paul, because I think we do need a real grassroots American in the race for the presidency. Well, folks, I told you, they are getting us ready for a war against Pakistan, a war in Pakistan, an extension of the war on terror. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Washington Post, October 3rd, that's today, October 3rd, 2007, buried in the lower left-hand corner of the front page. Eventually, it's going to turn up in the upper right-hand corner, folks. But in the lower left-hand corner, this headline, Pakistan seen losing fight against Taliban and Al-Qaeda. I will repeat that headline. Pakistan losing fight against, seen losing fight against Taliban and Al-Qaeda. What that means, folks, what that means translated, folks, is that if Pakistan is losing the fight against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, that means then that the United States, in pursuit of its war on terror, the war against Islamofascism, the war for Israel and Zionism, which is what it's really all about, That means the United States is going to have to be prepared to go into Pakistan. Folks, that's what they're doing, folks. That was almost an inevitability. But there it is in the Washington Post, article by the Washington Post Foreign Service. Another interesting little item. Trial begins in Florida for these men in the plot to destroy the Sears Tower. Well, of course, folks, if you do recall, there was an FBI agent provocateur inside this so-called terrorist cell down in Florida. And you know what? Here I see the pictures of the defendants for the first time. None of them look like Arabs. None of their names sound like Arabs. In fact, they all look like they're blacks or either American blacks or blacks from the islands. Some of them have names that might be a little Spanish in nature. They live in Miami. They could be Cubans. Who knows, folks? But frankly, folks, the way it looks to me, this is my little analysis of it. This is part of a plan to start sensitizing Americans to the possibility that it's not just Arabs who are part of this evil Islamo-fascist terrorist plot to blow up America because they hate our freedoms. They want to get people ready for the possibility that people of other races, creeds, and colors are possible terrorists in service to Al-Qaeda. They're going to drag up a few whites eventually, folks, but this is it. They don't want to just make Americans fear only those people from the deserts of the Middle East. They want us to fear everybody. They want everybody to eventually be targeted and tarred with being pro-terrorist and anti-American. You know, it's interesting. These guys were charged with this penny ante plot to blow up the Sears Tower. But you know who was never charged in any plot to blow up the Sears Tower? These Israelis who were picked up a couple days after 9-1-1 driving in a moving van out in suburban Philadelphia with videotapes of the Sears Tower taken from different angles. Israelis connected with a moving company. And don't forget, folks, those Israelis that were picked up giving high fives and cheering the collapse of the World Trade Center on 9-1-1. Those people who were videotaping it, those people who were eventually returned to Israel by Israel-loving U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, those people, they had videotapes of the Sears Tower taken from different angles. They were affiliated with a moving company, of course, connected to those in New Jersey and New York, et cetera, et cetera. It gets all very circular, folks, but the bottom line of it is, those people got away scot-free. Maybe there was a plot to blow up the Sears Tower, to knock it down, to hit it with a plane on 9-1-1. We don't know. We don't know all the details, primarily because of the fact that our government lied to us and lied to us relentlessly about 9-1-1, the primary lie being that Al-Qaeda did it, when in fact those of us who've looked into it, those of us who know anything about it, we know who ultimately was behind 9-1-1, and it was this funny little country called Israel. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, I had some things I wanted to go through here tonight further, but I've got a big lineup of callers, and I want to go to those callers, so I will forestall discussing some of these other matters with you till another night. But we are going to a break here momentarily, and when we come back, we'll go right to the callers. And our first caller will be Mike from Illinois. So, Mike, if you're there, hang on, please.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
I'm going to go right to the calls here. We've got quite a few lined up, and I'd like to try to squeeze everybody in tonight. Let's go directly to Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike. I understand you have a lot of callers, so I don't have a whole heck of a lot tonight, but I just wanted to comment on last night John Mearsheimer was on the Colbert Report.
Oh, that's right. You know, I meant to ask somebody to tape that for me. Go ahead, tell us about it.
Yeah, if you go on YouTube, I haven't checked, but it's probably going to be up there today or tomorrow. Just hit Colbert and then Mearsheimer will probably pop up for you on YouTube.
Okay, good. I'll check that out when I get a chance, yeah.
I was kind of disappointed. Mearsheimer seemed kind of timid, not in his tone, but in his statements and rhetoric. It was very kind of not apologetic, but, you know, making the point that this is not a conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
and it's not all Jews, and it's an Israel lobby, not a Jewish lobby, and pretty much the only profound thing that was said was, and Colbert brought it up, and Colbert said, "You said in your book that the Israel lobby had something to do with getting us into Iraq," and that's the only part where he was semi-controversial, where he talked about that was one of the factors that started the Iraq war, because we wanted to reshape the Middle East for the benefit of Israel, and then he added the United States also, so he didn't even say that. Our support of Israel.
Mike, it's funny you bring that up because, you know, Mark Glenn and I were talking about that. We actually were talking about on Hashem Talawi's program a couple weeks ago. It's kind of irritating for me because, you know, when I first opened up Mearsheimer and Walt's book, well, not their book, but their report that preceded the book, I saw three or four quotations in that book appearing almost in the same order as they had, the same quotations, these same citations as they had appeared in my own book, The High Priests of War, that was published a couple years before their paper. And, you know, I don't want to say that they copied, so to speak, but the bottom line of it is they're saying things that a lot of us have been saying for a long, long time, while those guys were hiding in their ivory towers on the fancy campuses at Harvard and the University of Chicago. People like Mark Glenn and I, among many, 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 many other people, were out there saying the very same things they're now saying. But Mearsheimer and Walt are saying, oh, well, all those other people are evil Nazis and Holocaust deniers and anti-Semites and conspiracy theorists, but we're the good guys. We're the responsible guys. Well, right. You know, I don't know how you define who's responsible and who's irresponsible, but all I can say to those guys is, welcome to the club.
Well, yeah, it's obvious that they were scared. And like you said, you guys have been talking about this for years, but the reason they're big on the scene is because they have that the standing of being the college professors at Harvard and University of Chicago, and that gives them semi-legitimacy.
And I'm glad they finally come out and they are saying what they are saying, because the rest of us can now say, hey, even though we don't have Harvard and University of Chicago, I guess professorships, they're just echoing what we've always said. So I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'll let you run. Check out that movie I was talking about a while back, Zeitgeist.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
It's a great one.
All right,
Mike,
thanks for your call.
Thanks.
All right, we got another Mike calling from Nevada. Mike, come on up from Nevada.
Mike.
How are you tonight?
Not bad. Say, you know, Ron Paul, he voted against the Net Neutrality Act, and he supports the official story of 9/11.
Well, I tell you, I am not going to criticize Ron Paul for not getting into the official story of 9/11, because even though I don't agree with the official story on 9/11, obviously, Ron Paul, I don't think, wants to go out there and have his campaign get bogged down in trying to explain all sorts of other things that he may well not be well versed in.
Okay, give him that. But he voted against the Net Neutrality Act, which is, makes him your enemy.
Wait, I'm sorry, say that again?
He voted against the Net Neutrality Act.
Yeah, explain,
basically, he's in favor of all the big ISPs.
Go ahead, explain what that is. I remember reading about it, but I don't remember the specifics.
Okay, basically what it is, it's to stop the ISPs from getting control of how fast your sites can be downloaded or uploaded. They can control what you see on the Internet. Okay, so he's in their camp. But you don't get, you know, nobody talks about it out there. You know,
well,
the fact,
I was thinking of another bill altogether that he had voted on that I didn't care for, and I was not aware of that particular,
Yeah, well, just go look into it. So, I mean, just saying is, look, is he just another bone being thrown to the disgruntled electorate? I mean, the way I look at it, anytime you see somebody on the Led Daily Show or on Bill Maher, these people are wolves in sheep's clothing. They're not giving these people any airtime unless they're in their camp.
Well, I tell you,
I hate to rain on your parade, but I mean, that's the way I look at it.
No, I'm not. I'll tell you what, I'm not exactly disagreeing with you, but I'm not exactly agreeing with you either. It's the kind of thing, and I've said this from the beginning about Ron Paul, that I don't think that a lot of people, there's a lot of people who have jumped onto his bandwagon who don't necessarily know where exactly, I should say, know exactly where he stands on a lot of issues. And, you know, this is one thing that has always been a problem with the politicians, but I don't think that I'm prepared to say that Ron Paul is controlled by anybody other than himself. I mean, he's with Ron Paul, I think what you see is what you get. And as far as the 9/11 thing is concerned, I can't excuse his vote that you just described, But as far as this 911 thing is concerned, you know, if he gets out there and starts campaigning on questioning 911, okay, what will his official position be then? Because, you know, there's about 500 different versions of what happened in regard to 911. There are those of us who believe Israel was behind it. There are those, I should say, who believe that the Bush administration was behind it. So if Ron Paul comes out and says he thinks Israel was behind it, then all the 911 people who say Bush was behind it are going to start jumping on Ron Paul. And
well,
vice
just go
versa.
After a new investigation, that's all.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think if there's anybody who probably does have a pretty good idea of all the candidates who actually has seriously questioned it, I'm sure intellectually it's Ron Paul. But,
yeah.
You know, as I say, he's not perfect, and I've never known a politician that was.
Well, all right, I just thought I'd
let me ask you, Mike, I mean, who would you vote for?
Well, personally, I haven't voted since Ford and Carter.
Okay, and
no,
I don't
vote.
That.
I don't waste my time with that.
I understand that, but, you know, at least Ron Paul is out there doing something which is a little bit different. Now, I shouldn't say a little bit different, a lot different from the rest of them. So I understand your point, Mike. That's all I can say.
All right, Mike.
All righty. Thanks for your call, though.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Bill in New Jersey. Bill, come on up. Bill, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Bill.
Okay, you'll find this a little bit amusing. Two nights ago, the esteemed legend in his own mind, Rudy Giuliani, spoke in Cape May County at a hotel that was previously owned by Carl McIntyre, the controversial Presbyterian minister.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, at one point he made a little slip in his speech, and he said, "We need a Democratic candidate who can carry New Jersey, and that candidate is me." But I'm just paraphrasing a little bit. That was reported in the Atlantic City Press in New Jersey. That was kind of cute. But the point I was making, I'm very pleased to hear you're speaking in this No More Wars for Israel conference.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is this. There would be no wars in Israel if the bird brain fundamentalist community could grasp the fact that Bible prophecy ended in 70 A.D. at the fall of Jerusalem. There is nothing to be fulfilled now.
Hey, I know. This is Bill. Bill, I know you, Bill.
Yeah.
How are you? It's good
Fine.
To talk to you. I just talked to a mutual friend of ours, John Anderson, today.
Yeah. If only people could grasp that 70 A.D. was the end of all Bible prophecy, we wouldn't have a fundamentalist community identity movement. They wouldn't have any of these Roman Catholicism. They all go away. We wouldn't have Islam. We wouldn't have any of it because there's no Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Everything has been fulfilled.
You know, Bill, I tell you what, you know, I have tried to stay away on this show from getting into theology, but, you know,
you almost have to.
No. Let me say this, though. Sometime I would like to have you as a guest on this program to discuss that. I was just looking. I don't think you'll mind if I mention your name on the air.
No.
This is Bill Canongeiser. We had Bill and John Anderson interviewed some time ago for American Free Press, and we did a special report talking about just what Bill is talking about. And I think that's something we do need to air on this program. And I mentioned to John Anderson today that when I get back from my trip to California, I want to get him on the program. And I think I'd like to get you also on another night.
That'd be fine.
And let people hear what they need to hear, because this is something that eats right at the core, cuts away the core of these crazy preachings by the likes of the late unlamented Jerry Falwell and people that still curse the earth today. Like John Hagee and Pat Robertson.
Yeah. If your people want to do some research even now, just do research on the word preterism.
That's right. That's spelled P-R-E-T-E-R-I-S-M.
That's it.
Bill, listen, thanks for your call. I'm glad you called, and I'll be in touch with you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, good talking to you. Bill
Canongeiser,
ladies and gentlemen, calling from New Jersey. Yeah, what a coincidence. Yeah. We have Judith from Judith from Missouri. Judith, come on up.
Oh, I understood you were talking about Buchanan's. I know some history here about Buchanan's.
Okay.
I was campaigning for Charles Collins, a constitutionalist, and he was the winner in Missouri. Then Buchanan entered the race. He paid agents.
Okay, well, I remember Charles Collins. I had the pleasure of meeting him. He spoke at a banquet sponsored by Liberty Lobby here in Washington a few years ago, and he was a good man. I think he was out of Florida and Illinois both, and he was a guy who really was speaking out and putting out a real solid message. And, a lot of people have some real considerations and concerns about Pat Buchanan and what his motivations were. And I can say this much, that his sister's record as far as fundraising and personal profiteering is something that leaves a little bit to be desired, and that's putting it lightly.
Well, what happened was, after they steamrolled our Reform Party convention here in Missouri, they went to California. The Collins supporters were turned out, and Buchanan took the matching funds amounting to $12.5 million, smiled, and walked away again.
That's right. In fact, his sister received gigantic commissions on purchases of advertising for the campaign. In other words, they'd go to a television station and buy $5 million worth of advertising. And this is, and these are just figures off the top of my head. It probably wouldn't be $5 million. But she would take a substantial commission just for purchasing the advertising.
Well, to Buchanan's, it's a business. He ruined Charles Collins' campaign and the Reform Party. History was changed, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, Judith. I'm glad you did, because there have been a lot of concerns about just what Pat Buchanan was up to, and I think here we have somebody right from the grassroots to tell us.
Yes, I was there.
Of it. All right, thanks for your call, Judith. All right, let's go to Frank in Canada. Frank, come on up.
And Mike, hi,
hey,
Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
Living, I think. Well, Michael, you know, I have to tell you, Bill is kind of a prophetic call, because I actually called up. I wasn't going to call you tonight, but I thought I have an interesting story to tell you. I was debating some of these Zionist pseudo Christians, you know, from the John Heggie crowd type.
Oh, what a gang, yeah.
Oh, I love it. And it was interesting. I was debating the one person. This was on an online message forum, and I was, you know, pointing out how Israel has violated Article 49th of the Fourth Geneva Conventions of 1949 with the illegal settlements. They've created a state of apartheid, which changes the nature of the state, violation of the Fourth Hague Regulations of 1907. And basically, I was told by this person, who couldn't refute a single thing I was said, is that all of my racist, and this was the term used, racist comments about Israel are nullified by the Bible. Now, that was from the first person. She didn't have a clue how to refute me. She didn't even know the Bible verses that nullified that my claim that somehow Jewish apartheid is wrong. Okay, no problem. So I run into a second guy. And he basically tells me, well, you know, Palestinians, they teach their kids to murder, so they are evil people. And he actually said, now I'm paraphrasing, but he said that they should be exterminated. They should be driven out of Palestine for good, and that it should not exist. Now, with me, I presented statistics from Beth Selim, the Information Center for Human Rights in the Occupied Territories, and Defense of Children International, which show that essentially for the last 20 years, the Israelis have killed tons of legions of Palestinians, with 20% of them being represented by child casualties. In fact, from 97, I believe it's from 97 to 99, 50% of those casualties were represented by children.
You know what, Frank, and I don't think that's an accident either.
No, and it wasn't. In fact, the DCI, the Defense of Children International, accused Israel of outright targeting them. And they are on the ground there. They have a Palestinian section. And the funny part is, this person turned around and told me the Palestinians are evil and that they deserve it.
Well, you know, as much as I don't want to, well, let's just put it this way. I think your Christian Zionist friend was being intellectually honest, which a lot of them seem unable to be. He says that he thinks the Palestinians are bad. The Palestinian children are future terrorists in his point of view, and therefore they should be killed. So I congratulate that Christian Zionist for his honesty, because he's admitting that that's what the policy is and that that's why they're carrying out the policy.
Well, it was kind of laughable, because for me, I said to him, now he kept denying that he was a racist. In fact, I never even called him a racist, but I said, well, you know, you support ethnic cleansing and genocide, you may
hey,
get
Frank,
that label.
We've got the break coming up here. Let me hold you over for the break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're talking with Frank from Canada, who has a very interesting website. When we come back, I want him to give you that address. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up the hour here. We're talking with Frank from Canada. He was describing how a Christian Zionist acquaintance of his endorsed what is obviously the deliberate Israeli policy of killing young Palestinians, who I might add are both Christians and Muslims. Frank, before you leave here tonight, I'd like you to give out your website, great website, I might add, but continue with what you were saying there.
Oh, well, the funny part is he was making it a point to tell me that he wasn't racist. Well, I told him, I said, well, I didn't call you that, but when you support ethnic cleansing, genocide against a particular group, it's going to lead you to those kinds of accusations. And I told him the worst part is that while, and I actually told him that, I said, while it's refreshing you're at least honest about where you stand, you will weep for children when you believe that Palestinians are the ones killing them. But you will absolutely have no remorse, no compassion, no concern when I give you statistics where Israelis have shot little girls at checkpoints. And I've given them examples, like IDF checkpoint shootings. You probably heard of a 13-year-old girl that was shot in the Gaza Strip, and the Israeli thug was taped saying even if she's 3 years old, she'd have to be shot. And I'm saying you show no sympathy for that. And unfortunately, when you do those kind of things, when you have those kind of double standards, guess what? People are going to assume you're a bigot. Personally, I told them I think you're a sociopath, but that's my opinion. But
well, you know, like you say, that you know the facts and figures are there. I recall having seen some of those figures a couple years ago. I had actually forgotten about it, but you're absolutely right. All the evidence is there. These things aren't accidents any more than it was in an accident that the Israelis were trying to shoot off, destroy a statue of the Virgin Mary that was on the roof of a Christian church in Bethlehem where some Palestinians were seeking refuge. That was no accident. They were trying to destroy that religious icon any more than it was an accident that they've killed all these Palestinian Christian and Muslim children.
Sure, and really, here's the thing: for anyone who does want the honest statistics, now I have to admit, when it comes to writing, I kind of have a philosophy with my blog. My spelling may be atrocious, my grammar may stink, but I'm always right. And for those
some
of you,
the smartest people I know can't spell. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, and you know, for those of you who want the honest statistics, and I'm talking, and I'm not, and I don't get these from, you know, Jihad for Life websites or something like that. I mean, these are from reputable human rights groups, and usually human rights groups on the ground in Israel. You can get that at my blog. It's Israel Watch Research Project, and the address, the URL, is israelwatchresearchproject.blogspot.com. And I also would like everyone to know that I'm adding some additional links to the site. And so far, I've added the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I've added American Free Press.
Good
and,
for you, Frank. Appreciate
and current,
that.
Yeah, and current issues with Hesham Talawi as well. And I'm going to be adding more. So I'd like everyone to check that out if you want the truth. But here's one piece of advice I give to all of you. Please do not try to debate the John Hagee crowd, because no matter how right you are, they will swear that you're wrong.
You know, sad but true.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I, you know, that's right. It's sad but true. They really, really are very deluded people. They're being led right over the cliff by the Judas Ghost.
Yeah, you
Frank,
got that right.
Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we missed a couple callers we couldn't bring up tonight, but we will be here tomorrow night and many nights in the future, God willing. You know how to reach us. In the meantime, you know how to stay tuned and hear more good programming, because you can handle the truth. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger. And don't forget, RBN now has a chat room on the homepage for those listeners who want to communicate with each other and the hosts of RBN. Although, folks, I don't dabble in the chat rooms because I have enough trouble just keeping this hour going without fooling around on the internet, even while I'm doing a broadcast. Stay tuned for more.
It's true.